We're really happy to have John Shibley joining us again. And John is a public relations, one of two public relations, as far as I know, men at Lake Superior State University. And we've spoken with either John or Tom Pink for a number of years about an event that's happened. I believe it's in its 38th year, is it not, John?
That's correct. We are coming into our 38th year.
I hope it isn't the third, but man, you got good health if it is. But
oh, we can only hope.
38th year of producing and this year it's a 2013 list of banished words, and what a concept that was to begin with. Can you give us first our listeners a little history of how that happened?
Yeah. Our two predecessors ago, Bill Raby, Wilmer T. Raby. Oh, gosh, he used to do a lot of freelance writing. He ran the college relations office. He was at a cocktail party on New Year's Eve, 1975. So that was December 31st, 1975. And he got talking to some faculty, and they mentioned all the words and phrases they were tired of hearing about. So Bill Raby said, I'll tell you what, I'll write down five or six of the words and phrases we've talked about, and I'll release them to United Press International. So he went back that evening after the ball dropped in Times Square, and he drew up this list of words, and he issued it to United Press International, and lo and behold, it was picked up by newspapers, and there was quite a demand to bring it back the following year, and it's been going 38 years later. We're still putting the list together, tongue-in-cheek, by the way. We don't try to ban anything, but it's meant to have a little chuckle every time there's a New Year's coming up. People look forward to the list.
Yeah, that's a long time to keep something going, and as you said, everybody's paying attention, and they're watching to see what words you come up with this year. How many words have you banished about so far?
I think last count we were close to 800.
Oh, wow.
Have shown up on our list many times. The only time we've banished a person would be, well, two people, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. that was in the politics category. We've tried not to include people, but 800. And we always tell people they can go ahead and use the words and phrases. In fact, you could probably write a book with everything that's shown up. But if there's a serious side to this, just to get you slow down and think about how you express yourself.
Now, how do you actually go about it? And I know you get a lot of people that email or write you or call you. Is that how that works?
Well, I don't know if we received any cards or letters this year. This may have been the first year we didn't get anything by conventional mail. But we have a website, lssu.edu/banished, and there's a nomination form on there. And we received, upwards of 8,000 nominations this year. It's a raw count, whatever flows to the top. Shows up on the short list being several dozen. And then we exercise some editorial fun in this. We try to include clever nominations with a sense of humor. So it's a two-tier process. We have the raw count, and then some of our favorite comments are help that particular word or phrase along.
Now, I would guess that one of your favorite entities must be the U.S. Congress the last few years.
But it's nonstop now. We used to have every 4 years we'd have politics. Now we can't even rinse it out. The cycle such as it is. So, but yeah, typically sports and politics, and a popular category has been contractions and acronyms from texting. So,
oh, yes.
Like YOLO is one that showed up this year. You only live once, obviously. But the quick shorthandisms that leave a generation behind, that's probably a sort of a reaction to that. So.
Now, I'm kind of a dinosaur, and I didn't even, YOLO was not bothering me.
Because I didn't even know about it
first
until it started showing up on our list.
Yeah, so I guess some of these words escaped the general public, but I'm sure that it must have created enough of a stir to get onto your list, and then to get into the final ending list.
Yeah, well, I always like the dark horse ones that come from nowhere. Boneless Wings was one of them. We've heard that for years, and why not just call them Chunks of Chicken? You know, I guess it harkens back to, Buffalo Wings, and people were always trying to work around the bones, so it came up with Boneless Wings. But that one, for some reason, received nominations from all over North America. It's probably related to sunspots or something. But I always look for words or phrases like that that come from nowhere, YOLO being one of them, because I try not to text as often as my students do.
Now, does that narrow down to like a top 10? Is that where that ends up as far as the numbers of words?
Well, the ones this year, the list as it appears, Fiscal Cliff received the top number of counts, and that was for reasons leading up to the Fiscal Cliff in January, or December and January. Kick the can down the road, double down is overused, abused, job creators, creation, passionate, passion. It's the raw count, so we sort of try to put the ones in the front of the list that received the most attention towards the end of the year, but then towards the back, we start having interesting ones that just sort of appeared from nowhere.
Now, most of those first ones, they all come from politics, and
correct.
It doesn't take them long to wear a word out in the present kind of catchphrases that go out there.
Well, it ricochets. You know, there's a producer or an anchor or somebody in the media who hears a neat word or phrase, and then it just sort of echoes through from the web. Whatever's trending, that's another word that showed up on our list of words to get rid of. Whatever's trending seems to ricochet around the 24/7 news cycle, and it shows up on blogs, and it shows up in a variety of media. So the half-life of a lot of these words and phrases, as far as irritation is concerned, is sort of cut in half from maybe 20 or 30 years ago, because we're just bombarded by information, and we can sip it, or we can get blown over like someone trying to stand up to a fire hose. And, yeah, it's therapeutic. We always encourage people to help reduce their frustration.
Now, my co-host Bob here, I was just jumping up and down because he predicted that Fiscal Cliff would be one of them.
Yep.
Of course, it's actually two words, but it becomes one as it gets used so often.
Yeah, it's and that's another thing we've tried to deal with, are hyphenated words or hyphenated nouns. Now we have sequestration. That's a nickel that's starting to come out of the budget fights and posturing that's going on. It really is, with all the media outlets we have and all the abilities of communicating instantly, it's a good time to be tapped into the English language, and people remind us of how rich it is and how, you know, it's a combination of, 26 letters?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I didn't miscount my alphabet.
I'm going by your count.
I'm always getting confused when I say 24 and someone says, no, there's 26. But, you know, out of that, we have so many ways of expressing ourselves, and some words and phrases are overused. They wax and wane, but it really is, the English language is rich, and we hope this list brings some measure of entertainment and introspection.
Well, something like Fiscal Cliff, it kind of has a visual to begin with, but sequestration, I mean, we can get rid of that without even wearing it out, I think.
Well, it's either something your plumber says to you or your doctor says to you, or if you've had Latin before, you'll know exactly what the root is for that. But I guess Fiscal Cliff has been and gone. It scared everybody, so they're ready to throw a $20 word on a nickel errand at us.
Now, one of the ones that is towards the end of the list, superfood, is that just on there because of marketing, or how did that, did people actually, that was one of the things that they wrote in about, emailed in?
Yeah. I'd never heard of a kai with what is that, Portuguese, that is, that little tail on the sea?
Yeah, good.
I had never heard of the acai berry until it was pitched at me as a superfood.
Yeah,
I think if it's exotic and they can make an extra buck on it, they'll call it superfood, or they'll bring anything that stays down for an hour and call it beneficial.
Yeah, and the chia kind of made a comeback with chia seeds now as being
that's
superfood.
That's true. I've seen that too. Yeah, everybody wants to munch down. I mean, I remember Yul Gibbons and his, what is that? I can't remember the cereal.
Grape nuts.
Yeah. So now we have contemporary Yul Gibbons is trying to sell us superfoods. People are tired of hearing that term marketed at them.
And spirulina, which I'd never even heard of, but all these superfoods that I heard a little thing on another radio station today that didn't speak highly of most supplements.
No, and they're not regulated by the FDA, so you can really make yourself kind of sick. What's spirulina? Is that
another
I shouldn't
one.
Catch in the tropics? Or?
No, it's some kind of green stuff that comes out of the ocean.
Okay.
At least it's green when they sell it. I don't know what it is before then. But, and There must have been some words that came close to making it.
Oh, gosh. You know, it comes and goes so quickly. In fact, we have a webmaster who says he can... I don't know if you've seen off of websites, say, anything that's trending. The phrase actually looks bigger. He says he can do that with our nominations. And you're probably going to ask me what didn't make the list. And for everyone that did make the list, there were dozens that didn't make the list. And Tom and I hold ourselves up in the office over the holidays. And we just have, it comes down to, do you think this is a funny factor kind of thing? And I can't honestly think of any that didn't make the list, but they're all good. And we all enjoy, Tom and I enjoy putting this together. And really what shows up in the final cut is something we'd like to stand behind and we hope people enjoy.
I did find a couple that were indicated that they almost made the list, one of which was Wheelhouse.
And
Skillset.
Now that's a good one. I don't think that's ever been banned. Uh-huh. I'm going to show my ignorance on this. Wheelhouse. I can't remember what that kind of popular phrase would refer to.
Well, that's not one that's been bugging me either, to tell you the truth. So I don't really
know. I'm on the lakes. I see wheelhouses on boats, but I'm trying to picture how the pop culture would use it.
Yeah, the wheelhouse would be kind of the place where somebody's really driving something, really making something happen,
coming into the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always encourage people to vote early and vote often. This is just like Chicago. You know, we look at what surges in the counts, and really we start paying attention to this thing around Thanksgiving, and then we have a real tough work session around Christmas because we know we've got to get it out, and then it all becomes a blur except for what ends up in print. So, but Wheelhouse, if that bugs you, would say come June or July, you could get on there and keep voting and hire somebody to vote for you, and we'll make sure it shows up on next year's list.
One of our morning hosts this morning, I asked her if she had any favorite ones that could make it for next year, and she said From the Get-Go.
I think Get-Go, let me see, I've got the all-time word list here. That sounds so familiar.
It might be in there already.
It might be in there.
They should quit using it.
Here we see Gitmo as something that's sort of a contraction of, I don't see that.
Okay, well, see already now, have you started collecting words for 2014? I mean, you just announced these not long ago, but.
We get a lift right through March because people will be talking to us or we'll go on the radio and then. I'm looking at our count right now. I can't tell you what words are trending right now, but
trending.
But we receive about maybe this time of year about a couple hundred a day, and then it'll fall off, of course, in the summertime. But then towards the fall, in December, around January 1st, we got a 500,000 hits just in an afternoon. People voting and people looking at the list, so it spikes and then it drops right off when people get too hot, I think.
Right. They're not thinking about those things.
No, they're thinking about other things, which they should be.
Yes, and not listening or watching TV too much.
Yeah.
We'd be negligent if we didn't talk a little bit about your university, Lake Superior State University. Could you tell folks a little bit about that, where you are?
We're on the other end of the lake, so if there's a sash and the water's high on your end, it's low on our end.
Sending words over here.
Yeah, but we're Michigan's smallest public university. We're on the grounds of what used to be an old army fort that had a good view of the locks in case there were foreign invaders. We started in 46. We have about 3,000 students, and we have a strong engineering and nursing program, and of course fisheries and wildlife, because we're sort of like you folks. We have a good nice mix of water and trees, and this list gets us on the map every year, and that's one of the reasons why Bill Raby started it, was to generate visibility for us. But it also, as it has been for almost four decades, just fun to sort of cruise around the English language in a small liberal arts college like we have, with a little bit of engineering thrown in and other sciences, applied sciences. It's kind of a nice welcome departure from the regular grind.
Now, hockey, too. Don't you have a little hockey team over there?
How could I forget that? Yeah. Yes, we do. Division One. Mm-hmm. We're due for a national championship. We've defeated Michigan State and Michigan this year in hockey, and we haven't been able to take down Notre Dame. But, yeah, we mix it up with the big boys, and we have fun with ice hockey because we have a lot of Canadian students, too.
That's great. We've been speaking with John Shibley, and John is a public relations in the public relations department of Lake Superior State University, the other side of the lake from us. And John, we want to thank you so much for coming on to talk about 2013 list of banished words. Is there, maybe you could repeat the website that people can go to?
Sure. Typically, I even suggest that people just do a Google search for LSSU word banish, and that'll come right, the result will come right to the top to our webpage. But lssu.edu/, and that should be a forward slash, by the way, which is banished, is the web address. You can read all about the history of the words. You can see all the lists. But most importantly, you can have the form where you can vote on next year's list to be released January 1st, 2014.
Well, thanks again so much, John.
Yeah, and happy Groundhog Day.
Oh, same to you.
So, through the month of February, at least happy Valentine's Day yesterday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Jen.
Okay, take care. Thanks for having me.